Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. It is easy to think of knowledge as mental progress, but then be oblivious of its effect on us and our transformation as human beings. Although the effects of that knowledge on us are in reality the essence of that knowledge itself. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, has said, "I have not been sent but to ennoble mankind." This hadith tells us that the goal of our seeking knowledge and the knowledge itself is not a means to decorate our tongues and our conversations with, but rather the goal is the transformation that we allow that knowledge to become in illuminating our hearts. One of the effects of this knowledge is the mental enlightenment at the time of the reappearance of the living Imam. As the sixth Imam, our Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, has taught us, "When our Qa'im rises, God will sharpen our Shi'ite sense of hearing and seeing, such that the Imam Ajal Ta'ala Faraj al-Sharif is able to speak with his followers from a distance of 24 kilometers, and his followers are able to hear him and see him while he is still at his own place." When we read hadiths like this, it is easy to be led to believe that the effects of the Imam's reappearance are going to happen in some supernatural, magical way, like in some sci-fi novel. However, our sixth Imam, alayhi salam, has told us, "God abstains from causing a thing except through its own natural causes." So I'm sorry to be the conveyor of bad news, but this actually means that although our living Imam will be here to set the wheels in motion, and that it cannot ever take place without him, nonetheless, we are still all individually responsible for our striving towards achieving this transformation. And that saying, "Ajil, Ajil, Ya Imam Zaman," is the final call to achieving the reappearance rather than the means in itself. And if this was not true, then the Imam would have reappeared centuries ago, wouldn't he? No transformation can take place without two criteria: the Holy Quran and the verbal connections to the Ahl-Bayt with the Ziyarats. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.